This that part of the brain.
It's the AO show. It's the AO, AO show. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. This is just my AO flow. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. And this is just my AO flow.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Whoa, what up, baby? What's happening?
Why are we so stupid? This is the perfect hello for this show, though. I'm the yeah with the yeah. Nah, I got me something now. Yeah. DJ Ali B, your boyfriend's favorite DJ, B.
You know what I'm saying? Look at it, man. Look, you know, it's your boy, Zig the Kid, host with the most, butter on the toast, you know what I'm saying? Repping that third coast, you know what I'm saying? For real, man. With the butter on the Timbs, you know what I'm saying? The
shine on the Rams.
All that, yeah. Got Timberland slippers on, you feel me? I don't even know, bro. It's lit. Woo! 2018, baby, we made it. We made it.
Okay. So this show is all dedicated to the greatest rapper alive.
Giddy.
Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. and Bit, your favorite rapper could never.
Could possibly ever. In life.
Don't even know.
Don't even fall.
As you know.
Yeah, man.
He got together with my uncle, DJ Drama.
Drama!
And released Dedication 6 on you hoes.
On your puss ass.
And what I love is the fact that the very first track, Drama had to remind you niggas, bitch, y'all trying to be, we started this shit. Nigga, you on 6. You know what I'm saying? So. That's where we at. We're going to do a little small review. This is going to be a little quick podcast.
A little quickie.
So, Dedication 6 dropped. First of all, where did the time go? How did we get to 6?
I don't know. Because it's like 3 through 5 were a blur, right?
To me, at least. You know, I don't know how we got to 6.
Because, like, can I keep
I'm like, it? I thought he was lying. I was like, are we really on 6?
I don't even know. It felt like we on 3. Right. I mean, can I have an honest moment? Like, I kind of stopped caring about the Dedication after 3. Because, like, I'm like...
Okay, it's one of them. I got to find out. So, while you talk, I find out. One of them has a lot of Young Money features, right?
Yeah.
And that's the one I hate.
That's probably 4. Sounds like 4.
That's the one I hate. Yeah. 5, I like. 5 was the last one. I did like 5. Because 5 is actually low-key... 5 is a sleeper, actually.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people slept on 5.
Here's the thing. Like,
5 is good, so it's not 5. It may be 4.
Might be 4.
Whatever the one they have all the Young Money features, I say, don't you ever, Wayne, waste
yeah, little Chuck
a verse that you could have had on these fucking niggas.
Yeah, Kiki.
Baby, I love me some Young Money, but everybody that signed the Young Money don't need to be signed, don't need to be on no damn mixtape of Wayne. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, honestly, man, when it comes to the mixtape,
you slept on 4. 4 was good, too. Because 4 had the No Worries and had Same Damn. Yeah, 4 was good. 4 had it So Dedicated.
Oh.
4 was a good one. I think it's 3.
But nah,
4
man.
Was good. So we going through, we trying to
but
see.
Keeping it G, if we talking about mixtape Wayne, I probably haven't really gave a damn since No Ceilings came out. Keep it all the way honest. Like, I know he had to get his life right when
right.
he was in the situation.
But you know what, though?
Man.
Knowing that he been dealing with this Birdman situation for so long, it's 3 to have all the guests.
Oh.
I can't stand.
See? Stop caring.
Knowing that he's been dealing with this Birdman situation for so freaking long, it makes you wonder, did that affect Wayne? You know?
It probably did, G.
Because they say Birdman been on some money for a fucking minute.
Wrong ass time.
So, but anyway, so on to Dedication 6. So, as you know, we're still waiting on C5.
Mm-hmm.
Free C5.
Free that shit,
my nigga. C5. Even though Wayne has C5, but free him so he could free it.
You know what I'm saying? Stop
so, you know, we find Wayne, I think that these 6 is Wayne, like, y'all gonna stop fucking playing with me.
Yeah.
And thinking that, bitch, even on my worst day, I'm better than you.
Come on.
Two, y'all know I'm pissed off at Baby, so I'm just going to keep rapping
gonna
like
let
this
you
just
know
because I'm pissed off.
Song,
every fucking song. I'm waiting on that person that has no life to court out to point out every Birdman reference. I'm waiting on that article.
Yeah, there's at least
somebody's
like
out there writing that article. And that's all I'm waiting on. I'm not about to be the person to do it. But I'd like that, you know, I think the Dedication series... is like, you know, Ziggy said, sometimes it becomes a blur because, like, I feel like three never happened because
it never happened.
Too many fucking features that I didn't give a fuck about, basically. You know, and I think that, like you said, the mixtape Wayne, it's always a love-hate relationship with him because I think that the mixtape Wayne is never really the serious rapper Wayne all the time. I think it's all... You know, every now and then we get a serious Wayne and mixtape Wayne, but it's mixtape Wayne. So he's just like, oh, I'm just rapping.
Hey, I'm going to just give you this random bar.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, he when he being mixtape Wayne, he got a feature that he went ham on. He's like, why didn't you do that on a mixtape?
Right.
So, I mean, but at the same time, still your favorite rapper could never. Just even though we're saying this, he still could fucking never.
Right.
So, I do feel like, but this one here, I think I actually like Dedication 6. Because of the beats that he picked, too.
Yeah, he kept it real current.
He kept it real current. Yeah. He kind of, and sometimes he stole the flow from the beat and did it better than the beat.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
So I like that it was really, it felt like a for real jacket for beats mixtape.
It was.
As Dedication is supposed to be. So I like that about it. The fact that the opening track is DNA.
You feel me?
Look, come on, man.
TNA. That's what he called
it. That nigga got on DNA, and then we didn't even know that was going. What I liked about it was, you see shit like Every Day We Sick, so you kind of could figure that's Every Day We Live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, 5-star, you can maybe go in rock star. You know, he
pulled
kept
Nick,
it.
He
kept bank account. Actually, bank account is called something else. Actually, EXO Tour Life. You know, it's just different things that it's like new Freeza. We know that that's new Freeza beat. Mm-hmm. But you gonna sit up here and I felt. Fool me, trick me, and call the DNA beat Fly Away. And then I said, oh, yeah? We on the DNA beat? This
he,
what we doing?
He was trying to do a sky's the limit thing, man. That's what it was.
And I will say this.
What you gonna say?
Most of the tracks on here, because they're so current, as a DJ, it makes my job easy because I can easily just slide.
Just put that Wayne verse.
It's a little remix, you know? So I like that. You know, I like that about it. The 5-star I like because Nicki got on that bitch like, bitch.
Yeah, like, man, don't play with me. You don't get these pretty pool bars.
Like,
man.
Don't play, but don't fucking play with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like that that was a theme of this whole mixtape.
It was just,
I'll come back to my rest.
I kind of feel like he picked up where Collard Grove left off, too.
Yeah.
He was showing signs of life all over that album.
That got a lot on Collard Grove. Ooh.
Yeah, I was like, I knew he was still up in there. It was somewhere buried under
that. Got
all
a drugs. Lot on Collard Grove. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Do something to my heart.
Oh, my that, favorite was Ba-ba-da-ba-dee.
Who the fuck does that on a song? Ba-ba-da-ba-dee. I said, who? Okay. Favorite rapper could never. That's
yeah.
all I
got to
say.
He's crazy, bro. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm happy. You know, my 16-year-old cornrows Ziggy. Was happy to see this man out here. It sounded like the prefix and the suffix. Kind of, sort of.
Don't make me feel old if that's the age that you was when all that came out.
I mean, I might have been.
I feel old as hell now when you say that.
Somebody got a fact check. Me.
I definitely was in a club when that shit came
out. Damn. I was in high school.
Pretty much all mixtape Wayne, I was clubbing.
Mm. I respect
that's how old I am. Every mixtape Wayne has dropped, I was in a club.
Yeah.
I was in somebody's club.
Man, glad to have you back, man. That's always.
It does feel like a welcome back thing. Cause
old goddamn.
But it also feels. Mm-hmm. What I like about it is it feels fun.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, it feels fun, and it's like, you know, you're going through something, and even though it's like, dang, he keep mentioning baby. How can he not, nigga? Yeah. I was like, if there's a, you could put loyal in a dictionary. His fucking picture should be next to it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
He dedicated his whole life, G.
His whole life.
He was 9, G.
To you. And you felt like you couldn't just do right by. Okay, we know you're a nigga that don't do right. But you couldn't do right by one? Just one person.
The baby boy of the group.
One. And then it's money that's for him.
Right.
It's not like it's money. That money was for him. That money was for the album that he's holding hostage. Like, I don't understand it. You know, it's just crazy. So it's like, it's not like it was money that was partially for you. That all the money was supposed to be for him.
Right.
So, I mean, I just feel like I like that he sounds like he's having fun. I like that the features on this bitch. Let me say something. If they come from my neck, they come from my neck. If I never hear another gutter gutter verse in life, I will be okay with myself.
No, sir.
I will be okay.
No, not gutter gutter, bro.
You trying to hear gutter gutter?
I fuck with gutter gutter.
If I could never hear a gutter gutter verse on a Wayne mixtape, gutter wanna make all his mixtapes wrong. It's something about when he gets on something with Wayne, he loses his gutter gutterness.
So he ain't like his voice. I mean, he ain't like his verse on Bedrock, man.
No, that's different. I'm talking about when he on the mixtapes. It's like, where did this nigga go?
You like it when it was on the Squad Up joints, bro.
I'm talking about these like dedication tapes that are solely for Wayne.
Hey, bro. 2018. Stop playing with Gutter Gutter, dog.
Whatever. If I never hear him on another dedication, I'd be fucking happy.
Man.
Him and goddamn Corey Guns. I'm done with them. I'm done. I'm fucking done.
They came from the fucking deep.
I'm fucking done. I'm getting tired of seeing them. It's just like, enough already. Not so much gutter gutter, but definitely enough with the Corey Guns. It's done. That the ship is fucking sailed. It's not coming back.
Where did my mama, I'm out of my lima bean? Come on, man. Hey, like you ain't like I'm that for 6 foot, 7 foot.
And cut it off, baby. What are you talking about? If you're in the club, you trying to hear that whole fucking song, you ain't gonna get it from me.
So, niggas don't even play the whole song of anything in the club no more, man. So
I'm just every now and then you get a whole song, but that ain't gonna be one of them.
Let's get the focus, man. Let's get the focus, man.
I'm just saying.
They had the Family Feud, man.
Okay, wait, we ain't there yet. Oh, we ain't there yet. Put it in reverse. But
okay.
I think the sleeper, there's two sleeper guests on this album.
Go ahead.
One being Euro. I think that a lot of people don't realize how good of a rapper Euro is. Oh, mainly because he came on, he started with the second Young Money compilation. A lot of people don't really realize that.
I thought that was the third Young Money compilation.
No, that is not. Not that I know of. This is a mixtape.
Because it was like, what?
It's Rise of an Empire. It's one of them. I don't know which one it is. It's only two.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's only two. But I think that, people don't really realize how good of a rapper Euro is because it's not really, I think just because of the climate that he came in on. He came in on the turmoil part of shit. So it's kind of hard to really realize. But he's a really good rapper. So I was happy. Mm-hmm. But I've been fucking tweeting and telling y'all motherfuckers. Zoe Dallas got it. Zoe Dallas. Y'all don't be listening to me. Zoe Dallas. And now what I see all on my timeline, man, that boy Zoe Dallas ate up there. What's next? I've been fucking telling y'all this nigga from Miami, this Zoe. He's a Zoe, so he's crazy.
Shout out to all my Haitian niggas.
He's crazy. Haitian from Miami, he's really good. And the crazy part about it is, it's not the Future fucking, the fact that he signed the Future's label that gets the notary. He gets on Dedication 6 and everybody.
You know. Hey, man.
So it's so crazy. Those are like the sleepers. Like, I like that. Let me tell you why I'm telling you that Euro did his thing. Euro raps first on the phone jumping beat. I was like, oh shit.
Like, okay. He set the tone for that.
This nigga. You know what I'm saying? But then we got fucking Corey Guns on there. But that, whatever.
Hey, man. Corey Guns, man.
Oh, so you the advocate right now.
Hey, man. Fucking Corey Guns.
You know, but I think, I like the Yeezy sneakers one because it's the rolling piece instead of saying, you don't even believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
You ain't got a Jesus piece. Mm. You don't even like Yeezy. But you don't Yeezy sneakers. Oh, I like that one, but I think all in all, it's a really good album.
Mm-hmm.
I like what he did on the No Limit beat because it was more like it made me feel like a little bounce thing he did.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I don't think I was saying Wayne could be like one of the coldest bounce rappers on the slick. He really be running that bounce shit on the slick.
He
really do. But I think that, so getting to you. So now we're into the era of him wanting to do a D6 Reloaded. So he thinks he's Chris Brown.
Is he really?
You know, Chris Brown dropped 45 songs and then came back and dropped 10 more. That's why his ass ain't on my fucking list. I couldn't get through the whole goddamn album.
Ain't nobody listening.
Who the fuck am I listening to 55 fucking songs?
Hey, we are working class citizens. We ain't got time.
I made it to 18 and I didn't skip not one. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I know one person that made it to the end of the 45 songs on Chris Brown album.
Okay.
And they say that bitch is, they's like, yeah, that nigga. Chris Brown just wanted to shit on us.
Check this out.
You drop a 45 song album and all the songs are quality. But you trying to shit on me.
Check this out. Did they listen to it on or off Adderall? Because I feel like that's the only way you can listen to it.
I don't know if they listened to it straight through, but they made it to 45. God, now, how they made it to 45, I don't know.
They got to be unemployed. Like, you don't have time to listen to 45
songs. We dropped 10 more. I'm never going to finish this shit.
Chris, you got too much free time, right? Get it together, bro. Stop chasing Karuchi, Hirachi, whatever the name
Karachi.
Is.
Karachi. Anyway.
Karate Kid.
So back to the D6 Reloaded. So I call this like his 10 more. We don't know how many more we're going to get because all we got is Family Feud right now.
Yeah.
And what we're not bringing, I'm going to repeat my tweet for everybody. What we're not going to bring into 2018 is the fact that Wayne didn't go ham sandwich on Family Feud. Because somehow people think Drake just did better. No, what Drake... Let me break down for people who are a little simple with the music. What Drake did was... Drake stayed with the whole overall theme of the beat. Not that Wayne didn't, but as far as how he rolled the beat, how he did it, how he came across, how he made sure his points got across, was kind of the same way the original song is. Wayne did the same thing, but then he said, I'm going to rap my ass off, too, at the same time.
Because
them motherfucking Baby Lines on Family Feud, I had to go back and read it on Genius. Like, he said all that? God damn.
Yeah, bro.
So, I mean, if Family Feud is any indication of what the rest of the D6 Reloaded is...
We're here for
Wayne
it.
Is back.
Not to say he left.
He didn't leave. Because once again, to reiterate, your favorite rapper could never.
Matter of fact, really everybody's favorite rapper is Dwayne Carter. Ask Kendrick. That's all I got to do.
Ask Chance the Rapper.
You know.
Chance the Rapper made a whole video telling him he didn't want him to fucking retire.
K-Dot did too.
K-Dot. Jay-Z even likes him for the people who want to be. But Jay-Z, no.
But Jay-Z wanted to sign that band.
Jay-Z wanted to sign this fucking man. He's trying to get him out of the situation that he's in. He's trying to avoid this.
Try to give him $500.
I'm pretty sure if you talk to Nas, he will tell you he likes Lil Wayne.
Hey, I like Wayne.
Don't do him. We're going to Africa.
Yeah,
boys,
we're going to Africa.
The only person I could probably see, and this is because he's just an angry person, but I love him still, maybe DMX.
DMX
just
yeah.
He don't like nobody.
DMX, you gotta stay off there. No, man. Yeah,
my poor favorite.
Hey, man, we all got DMX. But stay strong.
I think that it's definitely AO Show approved.
Oh, yeah.
Dedication 6.
Thumb roll that
hoe.
You know
what I'm saying? It's definitely good. Up. If you have not listened to it, I don't know what the fuck wrong with you. That was the greatest Christmas gift ever.
You know what I'm saying?
If you ain't listened to it, I need you to get it together.
Yeah.
So, just briefly, the only other thing that probably came out to get y'all caught up in, and after this, we'll have real topics on our next podcast.
Yeah, man.
Get into some.
Yeah. Some topics. Check this out.
Was the Foes came out, which is Friday on Elm Street.
Ooh, but
it's just a Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Finally. I hope it dropped on the right day. Shit.
I mean, it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I would tell people, and I just put it on the end of this podcast, is it's worth the listen because if you're a fan of Jada and Fab, this is the perfect. How all these collabs came out this year, this is probably the most perfect one.
Okay.
Because it's not Jada trying to be Fab. It's not Fab trying to be Jada. It's not Jada and Fab trying to be older rappers and stick with the young kids. They're not doing any of that. Fab even admitted to that he said he took the fabulousness out of it. Like, he didn't want to, you know, make those songs.
Really
the fabulous songs. You know, he wanted to... Because he knew, you know, like, I know what this is. And what I really like about it is that Jada got into the character. Like, he stays Jason in all the little songs.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy. In the promo, Fab is way more like Freddy. And then Jada kind of like, I put on this Jason mask or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that was worth the wait.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my must listen to if you haven't already.
Yeah. I'm still listening. I'm still waiting for damn Victory Lap to drop. That Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
That dropped the same day Black Panther dropped. This is going to be the blackest day in Black history. Well, during Black History Month.
Well, I mean, let me tell you, Nipsey Hussle, if you don't like a Nipsey Hussle album, I might have to question your integrity.
Yeah, you don't have to get up and go.
He's a very, he's an integrity-driven type rapper. You know, everything about him, stuff I didn't like how he... Are they broken up? Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah,
him and Lauren London. What are they doing?
Oh, no, they're together, son.
But then he said they broke up. Was that a joke? Like, I'm lost.
Yeah, man, nah. Look, people just probing too deep into their business.
He tweeted it.
Yeah.
He tweeted the sentence, "We're no longer together." Like, there was no probing.
Oh my god. But no,
wasn't a probe.
Nah, they seen that rap niggas video. She riding passenger in the drop.
But that could have been recorded before.
I mean, you never know.
But then I saw her post something with them being at a courtside.
Yeah, that was at the Lakers game.
We got the thing. We're gonna see because I need to know.
What you about to Google?
Lauren London. We need to know. Lauren London. Let's see what's going on with them. Yeah. See, break up.
Oh my god. Well, hey, man. Look, man, that's on y'all. Y'all two grown people.
See?
Fix it how y'all gotta fix it.
It's like they still. But you know what I tell people all the time? They were friends before they got together. I don't think they'll ever. See? Lauren and I had a dope relationship. We made a beautiful child. We're deciding to separate and raise our son together as the main priority.
They're doing the co-parenting thing.
We will function with each other as a family with love and respect. So,
okay. I mean, it's all the way over. You never know.
Stuff like that. I don't know. But the crazy part is they broke up, and then she's been posting more than ever on her damn Instagram.
Oh,
so like what? I don't get it.
I mean, she been wearing less and going out more, bro. That's what she been doing.
I mean, that's what they say happens when we break up.
It do.
Bruh. Is that what we do?
That is definitely what y'all do, man. I mean,
look. We can have this small topic right now. We're going to have this small topic. Man, so you're trying to say that when girls break up with their significant other, they wear less and go out more.
I mean, look. Hey, they back on the market. And to be seen on the market, you have to be seen as something that's worth being a catch. You feel me? So, you know, somebody, you got to pull that secret weapon out. And you know what I'm talking about. That little black damn joke.
All right? I don't have one.
You probably got five.
I don't have one.
But look, you know, hey. You know,
I don't have a little black dress.
Hey, but you know, sometimes.
I got a little black tights.
Ooh.
I'm a tight person.
Oh, you so proud.
Tights and crop tops.
But yeah, man, you know.
Crop top shorty.
When you're trying to be seen, you're going to make yourself seen. That's pretty much what happened.
You know what,
man?
Though, was crazy? I seen it. What's crazy, since I'm going through my own little breakup thing or whatever. Whatever you want to call it, a splitsville separation. I wouldn't really categorize it as like a breakup. But I don't think that when we do this, it's a conscious decision. Because I can say I am more out and doing more things. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because when you're in a relationship, you're about your relationship. So you're with this person, always with the person. And then when you suddenly are not with this person, or you're not, you know, tied to this person, then the only other thing to do is to be out.
Yeah,
not addressing part of. Nah, I ain't wilding.
I seen you
tear
down the vibes
the other day. Vibes? Don't do me that lie. But as far as the wearing less, I think that that's just, I don't know. I think when you're in a relationship, you dress for being in a relationship. When you're single, you dress single.
You know, trying to find your sexy again. That's all. I ain't saying nothing wrong with
still
it.
Still getting up really bad.
You know, hey.
Trying to get your swerve on out here.
I ain't mad at you. If you're out here trying to goddamn find
your
shit, hit my line.
We're going to end this a little short. We're going to call this out. What you call it when they have, when quick strike? The quick strike.
Little drop off.
That's a little quick strike podcast. I'm going to end this one with the fact that we're probably going to pick up this subject and more on the next podcast. As far as, since this is going to be one of our official podcasts of 2018, there's a lot in store for the AO show. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to expand. We may have special guests.
Yeah,
just different things, you know. So we want to, we're definitely going to try to do this more, just life. I done got robbed. Ziggy is going through things, you know, family things and stuff. It definitely was not to not give you guys what you wanted. Because I don't know about you, but I've had people be like, wait, why am I going in to steal that episode from August? Because we ain't got no
bro, because the life's been gone,
right? There was like something wrong with the podcast app. Right. I was like, no, ain't nothing wrong with it. We ain't even record nothing.
Look, we won't leave y'all hanging again.
Definitely going to be a Silk Trine and AO Show Part 2, hopefully. You know, they don't shut the podcast down again.
Oh, man, we're going to be out.
That Kanye comment was true, first of all.
Bruh, don't open that can of worms back up. We'll say that for the next episode. Matter of fact,
they coming to Baton Rouge. We're going to figure it out, and they're going to come out here, and we're going to delve into that.
Hell yeah.
Because it was true.
Look, man, y'all
see. It was sad. I'm going to find my receipts since y'all want the receipts.
Hey, man.
We'll see y'all next episode.
Yeah, man. Y'all stay blessed. Stay, you know, positive. Love yourself. 2018, man. We're keeping it black, baby.
Go with your ass somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot the club up.
Go out more and well. I can't. Bye, y'all.
It's the AO Show. It's the AO, AO Show. It's the AO Show. It's the AO Show. This is just my AO flow. It's the AO Show. It's the AO Show. And this is just my AO.